produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Good day, brothers and sisters. My name is Evangelist Halongkato, broadcasting on SKM Radio Network, US and the world. And the name of our program is Butemba High in His Presence. And it's been produced by Mercedes Code. It gives me a great pleasure that today I'm going to share the Word of God with you. And as about I'm sharing the Word of God with you, I believe that God will strengthen you and God will energize you and give you strength, and He will give you an understanding of who He is or what He wants to reveal in your life. And I pray that as we are about to read the Word of God, may you be energized and strengthened by the Word of God. And may God show His mercy in your life. May you look your life and wonder what had happened to you and what He has done to your life. Because we are living in a very interesting life, and we see a lot of things that are happening among our brothers and sisters. We see people doing stuff that we have never even in our think of people can do. But where we are today, we see these things. You know, I want us to put you to you that you should remember that God Himself, He had made us His children. It is the choice of God. There was no way that we could reconcile with God unless God Him took upon Himself to make sure that we reconcile with Him. We had no ability to reconcile with God. God, by His grace, He had made sure that we reconcile with Him. And He made that to be possible. That means we possess nothing that we have that can say, I have done this, that I may reconcile with God. But it's by the grace. It's by the grace of God that we have this life that we're having today. Otherwise, God could have destroyed us long time ago. But He loved us that much that He gave us His life. I am here today to remind you that we are the vessel. We are the servants of the Most High God. God has called us to Himself. He has saved us from the power of sin to Himself. He saved us that we may worship Him. But there is a trouble, because people in the days that we're living in, they have many things and they are doing many things. You know, you see churches doing a lot of things. You see the man of God to say they are doing a lot of stuff that you can think they are not even in the Word of God. But the way the things they have been doing, you can be able to, they go out there seeking to have power, but maybe they think the power that they have is not enough. They think that the power that they needed to miss ministry to succeed, or ability to be able to preach the Word of God, they think maybe it's not enough, and maybe the Holy Spirit is not doing their work. We are living in the days when people do as they please, you know. They take the Church of Jesus Christ. They take the boat of Jesus Christ and treat it like their own. That's why Jesus had to ask Peter that, Peter, if you love my sheep, take care of my sheep. I'm here to remind you that the thing where God has appointed you to pastoring a church and pastoring His people, teaching His people, you are teaching His people to give to His people, to help His people. Those are His people. Never in a millionaire that He has ever said they belong to us. We are just a custodian of this great God. He gave us to take care of his stuff. He gave us the grace that he trusted us that when he gave us these things, we'll treat his people with love. This just remind me of when he had appointed them. He say in Mark chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, say, and he appointed them. It's him who appoints people. People can never appoint themselves to lead the church of God. He himself, he hired them. He appointed. We are hired. That is why he's going to raise us in the last day. Our compensation for the kind of work that we are doing for him is that in the last day, he will raise us up. But he who appointed us, he who had appointed the apostle, by the way, we are not churchgoers. We don't attend church. But he made us to be his disciples. When Jesus comes to life, he doesn't need a congregation. You will see as we go by that Jesus Christ, he had appointed to make disciples. The Bible says he appointed them so that they will be with him. He didn't appoint them to be with somebody else. The Bible says he appointed them to be with him. He appointed them to be with him. We are appointed to be with Jesus Christ. Nobody else. We to be with him. In the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word is with God. His disciples are appointed to be with him. His disciples are appointed to be around him. His disciples have he appointed to live in them. That's an appointment that he had. First, he appointed them to be with him. He called them to himself. We are called to Jesus Christ. We are called to him. Don't ever think that you're called for yourself. Don't ever think that you're called for your stomach to live well, to have wonderful. You are called to himself. You are called to God. You are called. In actually, God is trying to, he owns us. Because we had a choice that we can let him to own us, or we can let to be owned by the devil. Whether we like it or not, the world that we're living in, you can never say, I'm warm. I'm not warm, I'm not cool. I'm not hot, I'm not cold, I'm warm. It cannot be. You choose. Many people, they have already chosen their destiny by denying Jesus Christ. Many people have chosen their destiny by accepting Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of their lives. They've already do. People are afraid to make choices. And when you are afraid to make choices, even your silent has made choice. Even not saying anything, you've already made your choice. If people can have this understanding how this world works, it would have been easy for them to understand the things of God. He had appointed them, the 12, so that they will be with him. And when they are with him, when they have seen him, when they have learned from him, that's what the Bible is called by saying with him. When they have seen the love of God in their life, when they have seen the way he loved God,
when they have seen how to serve him, you know, you got to learn these things. And these things we are learning from our Lord and Savior, because he loves. When we want to know about the love, when we want to know about the love that we should have for the children of God, when we want to know how to love somebody, we don't go anywhere. We look unto our Lord, because he had called us to himself. And we look at how he loved us. We look at the position that he put, because love, it's costly. Love costs something. Love, it needs you to sustain. Love, it needs you to sustain it. Love, it cost him his life. We don't look far, but we look to him. When we want to see an endurance, we don't go far. We go to him and learn these things. Why? He called us to himself. He called us to himself, that he could send us out to preach. That he could send us out to preach. He had taught us all these things. He had built us from the inside and out. He had given us strength and power from the inside and out. That is why he said to his disciples, go to Jerusalem, you shall receive power. That he realized that we need the Holy Spirit to fortify us. We need the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. He said, wait there until power it comes. Wait there. They could have been easily discouraged when they were on a day two. They could have been discouraged and said, maybe we didn't hear him. But they waited there. They waited there to receive the power. They waited there to receive the spirit of boldness. And as we are the children of God, we are going to see stuff and things that are going to happen in our life. And when those things are happening in our lives, sometimes, you know, they make us think, God doesn't care about us. That God is saying nothing about our life. God, you know, our life, we could have enjoyed our life. We see a lot of things and we think, this thing does not work. But Jesus commanded us to say, wait in Jerusalem. Because you need this power. You can never go there alone. You need the Spirit of God. You need to be empowered. You need to see things like God. You need, when you look at these things, when you look at into my life, because I've called it to my life. I've called it to look in my life. The things that I'm going through, how I do things, I've called you to these things. That's where everybody who receive him has been called to. We are not called to anything else than to be called to him. To be called according to his purposes. We are called the same. Jesus Christ, God has given sons that he may have many sons. But even then, our task is once to give glory and praises. The Bible says we are the members of one body. You know, even one body, somebody can be a hand, somebody can be an ear, somebody can be a head, somebody can be a leg. But all these things, they are working for only one purpose, for that body. Their functions may be like they are a little bit different, but when you can look at it, they are beneficial, because even the mouth, to be able to eat, that hand, that feet, that take food from the plate to the mouth, it works. Even the function is not the same, but it works in a very same way to strengthen that body. We are that one body of Jesus Christ. And we are called with the one calling. We don't have many callings. And our calling is one, that he could send us out to preach. That we could send us out to preach. We are called to be sent out to preach. That's our calling. Our calling is that we are sent out to preach. When we have found them, we make the disciples of all nations. We baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We teach them to observe. We teach them to observe. We teach them to observe. Observe all that I've commanded. The things that he has told us about. The things that we have learned from him. He's telling us that he sent us out to preach. To preach what? He sent us to teach. To teach what? Our calling is one. Don't let people to deceive you. You are called to teach. You observe, you learn these things. That's our calling. That's what the Great Commission is for our lives. Make disciples of all nations. Make the disciple of Jesus Christ. Everywhere, it doesn't matter where you are. You got to understand that you are called. You are called according to his greatness. We are called to preach the gospel to all creation. That's what we are called to do. And Jesus Christ, I love it when he say he has given them the power. And he say, and to have an authority. To have a dominion. He gave us the license to preach, to make disciples of all nations, but he doesn't just send us in that way. The Bible says to have an authority and to cast out the demons. We are giving us the power. We are giving us an ability to cast out the demons. And he said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you. Don't ever feel in your lifetime that Christ has left you. Because Matthew 28, verse 20 say, I'm with you always, even to the end of time. I am with you. I ain't gonna leave you. In troubles, I am with you. In sorrows, I am with you. In troubles of this world, the Bible say, I am with you. I am with you. I change not. I remain the same. I change not. I have given you authority. And you know what he does, what Jesus does, he say, don't even take bread or bag or money. Don't take the sandals. Don't take a pair of a tunic. Because now I want you to see the other side. There is an other side of God, that there are provisions that are made by the people who take the standing the things of God. He say, don't take these things. I want to be fully depending on me. I want your trust to be upon me. Don't take a bread. Don't take a money. Don't care about what you're going to eat. In this journey, you need a trust and belief in God. Do not put out a chunk. Now I want you to see me in charge. I want you to see me in control. I've given you power and authority over the demons. I've given you power and authority to heal the disease. I've given you power and authority to proclaim the kingdom of God. I've given you power to heal. Take nothing for this journey. Take nothing, my brother, for this journey that God has called us to do. People will laugh you at you when they look at the strategy that you are using, the strategy of God. People will tend to lose and think that you'll fail, because in their mind, that is not possible. You are going to make a disciple, but you don't have anything. You are going to disciple people, but you are not having money to give to them. But Jesus said, do not take anything. I am here to tell you that you have the power of God in you. You have the dunamis of God in your life. You have the grace. Jesus say, as my Father in Luke chapter 22 has granted me the kingdom, I grant you to may eat and drink in the table of my kingdom. He said, you'll sit in the thrones of judging of the 12 tribes of Israel. He said, I grant you the kingdom. We have been granted a kingdom. He said, the kingdom that was been given to Jesus. Jesus said, as my Father has given me these things. Well, Jesus said, the resources that is in the kingdom, the resources that I have an authority over, I handed them to you. I hand this power to you. I hand you the access to this kingdom. You can unlock every door in the palace. You can walk wherever you want. You can eat whatever you want in this kingdom as it has been given to me. I'm transferring these powers unto you. God has given us everything that we need to succeed in our walk with God. He has given us authority to forgive the sins. He has given us these things. Jesus loved us enough to equip us, to strengthen us. He wants people to know he is the one to judge. He wants the people to know about his kingdom. He wants his people to know about him. He wanted his people to know about his greatness. He wanted to go out there and tell them, testify about his beauty, tell people about Christ, tell people about the work that he has given. He has given us authority. You don't need to go to anyone. You don't need to go to the witches. You don't need to go to Sangoma to possess and show this power. God has already given us that. God has already given us the power. He has given us authority to rule over the heat and heal the disease. He has given us all these things. We had the power and authority to do these things. You have the power and authority to heal any kind of disease. Any kind of disease can bow in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demons will bow before the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the name that has been given to us. I want to tell you today that God has never leave you as an orphanage. Don't ever let devil think that you are alone. But know what you have called. Know what you are called to do. You are his disciple. He had equipped you. He had given you everything necessary to be successful in your journey with God. Change your behavior. Don't let the world dictate you. Don't let the world tell you that you are useless. Don't tell you that you will never amount to anything. Don't let people to look down on your salvation. God has given us power. God has given us strength. God has fortified us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He had anointed you. You are anointed, my pastor. You are anointed, the servant of God. I am telling you that everything that you say, when you can say even to this mountain, go and throw yourself to the sea, it is enough to do like that, to hearken unto you, to hearken that the power that is in your name, in the name of Jesus Christ. I am here to tell you, you can go back to the basics. You can repent and go back to God. Give these people that you have taken their gods, give these witches their powers. Repent and come to God. There is a power power of God. There's a power that can make things to happen in your life. It is my prayer that today that you only need the power of Jesus Christ. You don't need to go anywhere to these jujus and think that they must fortify you and strengthen you. But you need to dedicate your life to the Lord. You need to give this ministry to Jesus Christ. You need Jesus Christ to be in control of your life. You need the Holy Spirit to direct your path. You can ask Him today. You can kneel down today and say, Lord, I've been doing things from my hood. I've been doing things and thinking that are okay. But today, Lord, I come back to you. I repent before you, Lord, and say, Lord, forgive me for the wrongs I have done. Lord, forgive me the things that I've come to be, a man of deceit, the man that I've become. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is me, Evangelist Khalongako. But today I just want to say to you, look at your life, look at where you are, look at the things that you have done. You amount to nothing. You have turned the kingdom of God and you make it sound like it's nothing. I am here today to tell you. I am here today to tell you that you need to show the grace of God. You need to show the greatness of God and the beauty of God in you. You need to allow Him to be God over your life. You need to allow Him to work within you. You need to allow Him to be God over your situation in your life. Let Him be God over the church of Jesus Christ. Let Him rule over your life. Let Him have authority upon your life. Let Him take control of your life. Let Him come control of your situation. Let Him take control of your circumstances. Let Him take control of your children. I pray that today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard what God is calling us to do. You have heard what God wants us to be. You have heard what He has for us to go out and preach, that He had called us to Himself. Go with these things. You have an authority to cast out demons. Go with these things. Every situation, say, the power has been given to you to be an overcomer. It is my prayer to you today that wherever you are today, live in the victory that Jesus Christ has given you. Live in the grace. Be the good steward. Be His disciples. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go back to Him. Go back to Him and surrender your life to Him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's me, Evangelist Khalongako. Until next time again. Until when God has called us in heaven. And we meet there. And we say we have made it. And we sing praise songs to Him that God has given us strength and power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. 850-8560. Toll free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
Ngiyani bingelela bazalwa ngegama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth. Lona ngumfundisi sivilakazi from South Africa under SKM Network eproduce ngu Mercedes Godu. Siyambonga uJehova this afternoon bazalwane saphinde futhi sahlangana ebukhoneni bukaJehova in His presence. Without wasting any time, today I want us to talk shortly about the message entitled Let the Mind Was in Christ Be in You. Let the mind was in Christ be in you. You know, if we remember before we were saved, we were colonized by the system of the world. And the greatest battle or a challenge for every Christian faces, it's in the mind. It's upstairs. And every used or every seed before it manifested, it starts up here. It's like a farmer. Before we can see what is implanted, there's something that he planted on the ground. At that time, we don't see nothing. But later, whatever the seed is in the ground, we shall see it. It same applies with the mind. Whatever seed that you put in your mind, there comes a time we will see that seed. But the question would be, what type of the seed will be manifested? Is it a good or bad? That is why the first message Christ preached is repentance. That means change how you think. Change how you see things. Because we have been estranged how the world operates. Remember before we were saved, there are times we were introduced in a certain things that the world operates. They will tell you that before to be successful, there are certain things that you need to do as a human being. Or before you get a job, or maybe been struggling for so long, and would yonkin taki hambe accordingly, they will say to you, Sabela Maslows, or go to the graveyard and speak to a certain whoever grand, and that whoever grand will give you the answers. Even today, people are saved, but they still operate on tangible things. Because that's how we were colonized by the system of the world. That's why when a Christian, when you tell them that by his stripes we were healed, and for him to believe that it's difficult, you must give him something to touch it. Something I believe I but the word that was there in the beginning, it's difficult for him to believe that word. You can be saved spiritually, but not saved mentally. And remember, the mind, it's still the one who always thinks that you have control over it. Because as a Christian, even whereby you still do certain things that are not in the line or according to the word of God, that shows that your mind is never renewed. That shows that you have never think how Christ think. That shows that you have never internalized what Christ has internalized. That's why Paul says daily, renew your mind with the word of God daily. You can come to church, and most of us are in church, the ones inside and the one outside, but these are two different people. For example, if your church maybe can start at 9 o'clock, ends at 12 o'clock, it's easy for you from 9 to 12 to pretend to be something that you know outside that particular time, you are not exactly the person you are. You know, one person once said to me, you can't be a friend of a devil from Monday to Saturday and become an enemy of the devil for 2 hours. It's impossible. Why am I saying it? Because the things that you think about during the week, the things that you do during the week, are they reflecting that you have the mind of Christ? Are they reflecting that you believe what Christ said, be like me or imitate me? Are you that person? If God can put you here and put Christ, is it everything could be the same now, or there will be a big difference in there? Because there are certain things that you struggle. And remember the way God designed the mind. Anything that you touch, you speak, it starts to the mind. The mind plays a major role in a body or in somebody's body. Because for me to speak, the word has to start the mind. For me to touch, the mind has to send a message to the hand that touch this, move this, do that. That's why the Bible says, renew your mind with the word of God. Why am I saying this? Because without the mind of Christ, you will never live the way Christ lives. Without the mind of Christ, you will never have the attitude that Christ had. God says, be holy because I'm holy. Christ said, imitate me. How can you imitate Christ if you don't have his mind? The mind and the body, even though you spiritually can be saved, but the mind always will remember you all your sins of the past. Why they will remember you? Because your mind is still holding on the things that are in the past, whether good or bad, but they will always remember you. But if your mind is in Christ, or your mind is exactly what Christ had, God will help you to remove all those things in your mind. Christian, they go back, and it's easy for you as a Christian to go back on your comfort place. Because your mind will keep on reminding you all the good things that happened in the past. What happened to the children of Israel? When they're in the wilderness, they say to Moses, we could have stayed in Egypt, because in Egypt we had meat, we had all this, we are all that. Why? It's because their mind was never been transformed into Christ's life. That's why the mind will always want the comfort, and it's easy for the mind to remind you what happened to the past. That is why it is dangerous as a Christian to watch much TV. Be careful what you watch on TV, or be careful what you read, because whatever information that you absorb, whatever information that you see with your eyes, all the decisions that you will make, you will do them based on the information that you acquire. It is important that your mind must be full of Christ. It is important that your mind must rotate around Christ. Because once your mind is full of Christ, any decision that you make, any decision that you think of, it will rotate around what Christ did and what Christ has become. And the other thing as Christian we fail to do is to do what God instructed us. You can never enter into the kingdom of God with an old mind. You can't. There will be a huge contradictory how God wants you to do things and the world, how the world and the system of the world they taught you. It's going to be a big, big, big problem. And most of the time you'll end up doing what the word of God is not instructed you, because you will do the opposite, and you'll end up sweating, you'll end up doing sin, you end up doing the things when God look at you said, how can my image, when I gave him instruction that be holy, think like Christ, let the mind was in Christ be in you, how can you do such a thing, how can you behave like this? But you have made with my image, and I instructed you to be the mind of Christ. How can somebody who has the mind of Christ behave the way you behave? How can somebody who has the mind of Christ do the things you do? Christ was a holy man. Christ, he came to this world with one agenda in his mind, to save man from sin. And it's a simple thing that it's in the mind that tells you that everything that you do, your mind will tell you. With no man, as it at this time, you are tired. You are tired, you need to rest. You need to rest. And the more you keep on listening to your mind, when you look at the time, no, this time to read or this time to pray, and your mind tells that you are tired, because your mind is not renewed, because your mind is not full of God, because your mind is not what Christ has, then you end up losing your mind. The mind and the body, they work together. That's why Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the body. Let the mind was in Christ be in you. Let the mind was in Christ be in you. In this exhortation that the Apostle Paul is telling the people of God, let the mind of Christ be in you. Every thinking of Jesus be yours and thinking also. His mindset is the one who always seek the good things. Is the only the one who do what God has instructed him to do. What does it mean to have the mind of Christ? In simpler terms, it means that to think and act as Jesus did. It means making Christ-like decisions. It means that living the way Christ left. It means bringing every faculty in our minds to bear how we actually can have the mind of Christ. Every time we look into the mirror of God's word, we ask ourselves, does what I see myself reflect the nature or the thinking of Christ? When you look at yourself in the mirror, the nature of God, can you reflect in your body? I am changing from image to image. Comfort to Jesus. Every likeness be every experience that God is bringing to my life. According to Paul, here is the mindset of Christ. Made himself no reputation. He took upon him in the form of servant. And he was made in the likeness of man. Jesus made the decision while he was still in heaven. He made an agreement with the Father to lay down in the heavenly glory to come to earth as a man. And he was going to descend to the world as a human servant. And he would like to seek a minister rather than minister to. For Christ, that means saying, I go to do your will. Father, indeed, Jesus determined ahead of time that I'm laying down my will in order for me to do yours. Whose will are you talking about? The Father. And I subjected my will so that I may embrace yours. Everything I say I do, it has come from you. I'm laying down everything to be totally dependent on you. In turn, the Father agreed with the Son that was revealed his will to him. God said to him, in a sense, my will not ever be hidden from you. You will always know that I am doing. You will have my mind. Yes. You will have my mind. That means when Jesus walked on this world, he had the mind of God. And the agenda was only one, to save men from sin. But here's the question. Do you have the same mind that Jesus had? Do you have the focus that Jesus had? Have you narrowed your options for only one reason in this world? When Paul stated boldly that I have the mind of Christ, he's declaring I am to have ministered after the reputation. Like Jesus, I have taken the role of the servant And Paul is saying that the same I can do through, and I believe. Let the mind was in Christ, which also be in you. Who God was, Christ was. And number two, he humbled himself. And number three, God rewarded him. Well, there is three things that we look here. And Paul, the first one, that we are told that what Christ was. And then, the secondly, we were told how he humbled himself. And thirdly, we were told how he consequences God exalted him. What Christ was, how was humbled himself, and how rewarded him in order for God to do his will. What was Christ was? First of all, uNkulunkulu, not Jesus, they were in the same boat. And what is the same boat? To tell people about Jesus. To tell people about Christ. And himself, who've been the form of God, he thought that it's not robbery to equal with God. And every rich statement and every statement is clear that, my friend, it is the truth that Jesus is God. And there cannot be any doubt about it. There is no obligation here. Jesus is Jehovah. He is not the only Son of God, but he is God the Son. Number two, how he humbled himself. But now, second, he tells us that the Son of God humbled himself. You will find that in the verse 7, he made himself no reputation, and he took upon him in a form of servant. He was made in the likeness of man, and being found in a fashion as a man. And he humbled himself. He humbled himself. Can you humble yourself? And there are in the fact of two steps that this is the stage of the humbling of Christ. One was humbling to become a man. And secondly, he was humbling of himself to die on the cross. For all Christ unbased himself to become man. Let us be clear. That is the humiliation was by addition, not by subtraction. He did not humble himself in a sense that he lost everything that he had before. He didn't stop being God. He didn't cease to be God. He was God still. And his birth is conditional. But he humbled himself. Rather in the sense that he added his divinity, what did not have before in Godhood. And the other thing that God rewarded him. But now, when God rewarded Jesus, he said to him, your name will be above all names. And every knee shall bow into this name. God will never let you go to an open on the world and let you everything work as if God never existed. God reward those who diligently seek him and those who diligently love him with their hearts. And God will never ignore those who have the mind of Christ. Unkulunkulu, he wants us to behave the way he is. God wants us to live the way he wants us to live. But in order for us, what I mean now is connected unkulunkulu, so that me and you, our life being upstanding with God, we need to renew our minds with the word of God. Let the mind was in Christ be in us. That means if the mind of Christ is in us, it's easy for us to do the will of God. It's easy for us to believe the word of God. It's easy for us to do what God has instructed us. Because that mind was in Christ, it's in us. And whatever that mind was in Christ, God, he reflect himself around that mind. It's because God cares about us. There is nothing more important than a human being in God's camp. There's nothing more important in God's life than a human being. Unkulunkulu ucabanga umuntu impilo yakhe yonke. That's why David was confused somehow, and he began to ask God that, what is man that you're so mindful of him? That you're so mindful of him. That means that mind was full of man. That mind in God. At some point, he had to make a decision. Because the mind of God was full of man. But my question is, what is your mind is full of? Can your mind and your thoughts reflect what God is? Let's read one scripture. I want to show you something. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. I want to show you that that mind, God, will rotate your life around it. It's because you have the mind of God. It's because God, his mind is full of you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 1, 2, verse 16. It says, for who can know the Lord's thought? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. There are certain things in life you will never understand them unless you have the mind of God. Unless you have the mind of Christ. There are certain teachings that when God gives you, you can only understand them if you have the mind of Christ. And when the Bible says, he will never leave you nor forsake you. God, whatever he said, he thought about it and he put man first than anything in the world. That means his mind was full of God, was full of man, sorry. And his mind existed man in everything that he does. But when even you fail to give, you fail to tell people about Christ. What Jesus came in this world. Look at the thing that he does. He was there as a humble servant. He forgave people. He gave people. What the Bible tells us, that he, how many people that he fed. But you failed to feed one person. Because that mind was in Christ. It's not existing in your mind. But once you absorb that, once you believe that, that Christ, he was the giver. Christ, he forgives. Christ, he loves people. And now you can still do the same because the mind of God was in you. And the mind of Christ rotate and believe in your life. I'm saying, child of God, God cares about you. And God loves you more than anything in this world. Never doubt that. Never ever doubt that. But for those who have the mind of Christ, what is your mind is full of? Every day of your life, what is your mind is full of? What are you thinking when you're alone? Ucabanga ini ngaka? Can your thought glorify God? Can your thought, if God said, I want to display your thought to people, will be people will be shocked, or people will say, this truly is a servant of God. Can your thought reflect who God is in your life? I'm saying, child of God, renew your mind with the word of God. And let the mind was in Christ be in you. Because without that mind in Christ, you will never obey God's commandment. With that mind in Christ in you, you will never follow the instructions of God. But once that mind is in you, it's easy for you to adapt the system of God. It's easy for you to absorb what God wants us or what God has planned for us. In closing, let the mind of Christ be in you. Let the mind was in Christ be in you. It's a command. Let the mind was in Christ be in you. It's a command from God. God is expecting us to behave like Christ. God is expecting us to think like Christ. I'm saying to you, child of God, God cares about you. And God loves you. This is Pastor Vilakazi from South Africa under SKM Network. Remember what I said. God loves you and God cares about you. Be blessed. I love you with the love of God. Until we meet again, I love you.